For the latest in Christian music, it's time for TRA News with the rockacrossaustralia.com's Cameron Want.
Over the past 15 years, a new generation of mobile jukeboxes and telephones have revolutionised the way the world listens to music. The dawn of Napster, Kazaa and other peer-to-peer services in the late 90s saw people bypassing traditional CD outlets to copy and share MP3 files. Soon, legal a la carte download services such as iTunes and Big Pond began to spring up marketing individual songs and albums direct to consumers' phones and computers, again in MP3 and other compressed formats. More recently, streaming and various cloud services such as Spotify, MOG and Pandora have birthed, flagging what many predict is the demise of the compact disc, at least as a means to hold and distribute music. According to Darren Springthorpe from Live at Baker Street, the fight back has begun, not only with new audiophile vinyl, 24-bit CDs and high-definition downloads, in response to a renewed desire by consumers to listen actively to music rather than just have it on in the background.
A lot of people are no longer actively listening to music. They're passively listening to it. And passive listening is where you've got the music on but you're doing other things. People use active listening for all manner of recreational purposes, meditative, as well as pure enjoyment of listening to the recorded sound. They could hear the difference between a compressed MP3 to that of a CD, and also, for that matter, to that of a high-resolution 24-bit 192K download or stream, because the formats themselves have a change in the harmonics.
Darren says the major labels have recognised the need and have begun reissuing bestsellers from their catalogues, and that includes some Christian albums.
There is a particular organisation that has the high-resolution files stored in a very large warehouse, and they have been selling the low-resolution MP3 files. Now, with the recent developments of streaming and high-resolution, they're actually encouraging their clients, if you like, to repurchase the same material but at a higher resolution because of the quality improvements. But even that still doesn't compare to that of vinyl.
While I'm aware of just one Christian music title reissued on audiophile vinyl, that's a recording of Gregorian Chant by the Benedictine Abbey, there's a small number of high-definition downloads available online. These include Skillets Awake, POD's Payable on Death, Naturally Seven's 2012 live project, Jason Castro's Only a Mountain, Take Six's self-titled a cappella set from 25 years ago, and Francesca Battistelli's Christmas. These albums, along with music from major mainstream acts, are available in WAV and other lossless formats. Finally, a reminder to catch the Rock Across Australia countdown each week and check out the chart online at therockacrossaustralia.com. I'm Cam Want for TRA News.